Call this meeting the order of the September 21st Board Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting. First order of business is do we have a quorum? I believe with four members we do have a quorum. Second order of business, Mr. Ashley, would you read the governing statutes and explain the public hearing procedures and presentation process?
Okay. The Board of Adjustment, sorry about that. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to 1. Hear and decide appeals where it's alleged there's error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Number 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.8880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. I'd like to welcome you at this time to the this evening to the September 21st, 2016 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal case which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment upon the application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
We have two public hearings tonight. The first one is for Sean Collins with Representative Cindy Jones Taylor. Mr. Ashley, can you give us a summary of that variance request?
Yes, this is case number 2016-5B. The request is for a side setback variance request. As you indicated, the applicant is Sean Collins, and the representative is Cindy Jones Taylor. In this particular instance, Sean Collins is the property owner. However, Ms. Jones Taylor is purchasing the property contract for deed. The property in question is located at 318 Stakey Spur, Kissimmee Mills, Missouri, and we've got the property highlighted here, and we'll zoom in on the property in question. It's located in the Swan Township, Section 36, Township 24, Range 20. And on this particular property, the aerial photography is from 2015, And so, unfortunately, the house is actually new enough that it does not show in the aerial photography. But to try to give a little bit more of an idea, there was a former residence that was previously on the same, in approximately the same location. So I've actually put in some photography from 2012 as well. It's a little hard to see in this one. It looks like this photo was taken just as the house was being demolished. But you can kind of see the request. The representative is requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, in which essentially she's asking for an 8-foot side setback variance, which will allow for the construction of a new shed structure, and that would be, they're proposing to locate it 4.5 feet from the north side property line adjoining Stakey Spur Road. Stakey Spur does adjoin the property on two sides. However, this is really looked upon as the eastern property line's looked upon as the front, since the driveway comes in on that side. The subject property is approximately 1.09 acres as per the recorded plat, and it's lot 1 of the Hillside Acres subdivision. One thing I did want to bring up, just so there wasn't any confusion, there are actually it's shown as two parcel numbers, and we discovered that the reason for the split, it's actually still one lot. It's considered one legal lot, but the property is split between two different school districts, and so that's the reason it shows as two parcel numbers, just to eliminate any confusion. The property in question currently contains a single-family residence consisting of a mobile home with a porch and also a small existing accessory building or shed. The original single-family residence of the property, from my understanding, had been abandoned and was eventually demolished, and the applicant has been allowed to place the mobile home in essentially the same location as the original footprint of the original home. The representative is, as I'd indicated, is purchasing the property in question from from Mr. Collins, contract for deed. And the representative is now seeking a variance in order to allow for the placement of a freestanding 10 by 12 or 120 square foot storage shed that would be placed in close proximity to the residence. Essentially, it's my understanding that the representative is seeking to place the shed here, correct? Yes. Just right on the and this kind of gives a little bit more of an indication of where it would sit from the road. Pursuant to the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, the east side setback would be 12.5 feet, since it's a side setback off of on a corner lot with a road on both sides. It calls for a 12.5 foot side setback, and so Ms. Jones-Taylor is requesting an 8-foot side setback variance, which would allow the shed to be placed 4.5 feet from that north property line, and so it would essentially sit, the house sits right in here, and it would essentially sit just to the north of it. The representative has indicated that the storage shed will be movable, basically a freestanding storage building. And like I said, the property is served on the eastern side by a driveway, and so therefore the northern side is really viewed as the side. This would be then viewed as the front. Just to bring this up for the applicant as well, Section 7.1 of the Development Guidance Code requires measurements to the structure shall be made to the part of the structure that is closest to the property line. So, for example, if it did have an overhang, we basically make the measurements from the overhang versus the wall. The representative has indicated that she's requesting a setback variance due to the location of the lateral field, behind the residence, and also because of the topography of the lot, which slopes away from the residence, I just tried to basically throw the contours on there. Like I said, the house would sit somewhat in this location. These are 10-foot contour intervals, so just to give you an idea. And of course, we read this earlier. If the the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request case number 2016-6V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of 8 feet from the east property line, allowing for the construction of a new 10x12 storage shed to be constructed 4.5 feet from the northern property line adjoining Stakey Spur. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video of the property, and in this case, not having the aerial photography, I think it'll actually be pretty helpful. This is the side of the property in question. I don't remember which way I swing, but essentially they're proposing to build the storage shed in there. And of course, this would be the front of the property then. And I do just a quick 360. And like I said, it's my understanding that they're proposing to place the shed in this location, pretty much just adjacent to the house. It's my understanding, and you might correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the lateral field is somewhere in this area. Is that correct? That, or did I go too far? That it's
actually, it's more in that area that you're showing there.
Okay.
You can see it's sloped. So it makes
it, I tried to give kind of a shot going back here. And I just did a shot from the front side as well, just to show the property. And that's all the staff has at this time.
Cindy Jones-Taylor, you've signed up to speak. Would you please come forward? Stand right there, please. We don't need to swear her in or anything, do we?
We actually normally do at this.
Okay.
A lot of times we've just sworn in everybody at one time. That wishes to speak.
Who does that, Benita? Do I do it?
Yeah, normally it's been the chairman. Sorry,
okay.
I didn't.
We just ask them if they're going to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Exactly.
Raise your right hand if you're going to speak. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So we'll help you, God.
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Do any board members have a question for Cindy?
I have a couple. Good evening.
Hi.
My question really revolves around life safety.